Ozempic babies. Have you heard the term?
No.
Mounjaro
no.
babies. Mm-mm. There are a lot of women who are getting pregnant, unintentionally getting pregnant, who are on these weight loss medications.
It's because of the medication?
Yes, it's a side effect. Well, it's not a side effect. That's not the right thing to say. But I dug in because I
Does it water down birth control? I guess is what
it is.
That's
one reason.
What's the word I'm looking for?
It reduces the effect.
Interact. That's the word I'm looking for.
Well, it reduces the strength, the effectiveness of birth control is one of the reasons. So, and it's tricky because some people are like, oh, I've wanted to get pregnant forever. I couldn't get pregnant. And then you take these weight. There are stories of women across this country who hit their goal weight and find out they were pregnant the same day.
Also, if that happens, is the Ozempic affect the baby?
Well, doctors say usually it's healthy pregnancies, but the problem being it's not a planned pregnancy and it's a surprise. And even sometimes it's been a late life pregnancy, which can be a major concern, mom and baby. But the other reason is interesting, too. It's that because the weight loss corrects hormonal imbalances.
Hmm. Oh, really? Okay.
And metabolic disorders get back in check when the weight loss happens with these drugs. And then all of a sudden, you didn't think you could get pregnant. Mm-hmm. Women who've struggled with fertility for years are getting pregnant. So they're happy about it. And then the ones who are later in life and had done that and thought they were all done with that.
Zoinks.
That's probably the biggest zoinks when you think that, hey, diapers are done and you're rocking high school schedules and things like that. And then you're in that world again.
Yeah.
That is quite a reality check, I'm sure. But that's the reason. And they do say, if you dig deeper into it, and you should speak to your healthcare provider, there are a lot of women who have struggled with getting pregnant who say, okay, well, I'm going to go on these drugs.
Oh, no,
I'm going to don't do it for that reason because they don't know,
And I'm sure that
long term,
I'm sure that as the years go by, there will be new studies and new outcomes and other things. Anytime a drug is introduced like that, it's still relatively new, you learn about it as time goes on.
Right.
I have a stupid question because those are the only kind I ask. But when these babies are born, do they have weight problems?
I don't know. Again, see what Murphy said. Go to what Murphy just said, because in time we will certainly know more as all of this is studied. But the two main reasons, hormonal imbalances get corrected, and then it reduces the effectiveness of birth control.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50.
On the way, two new binges for your holiday weekend. One's real easy. The other one, you'll need your thinking cap. Got a couple binges for you. Picked up a couple new ones off of Netflix, because Netflix has been dropping some new stuff lately.
Sam, you'll be disappointed in Murphy and I.
You gave up?
No. Oh. One episode of Peaky Blinders and nothing. He's a workaholic.
Well, it's been a busy week.
And I'm going out of town for the weekend, so it'll be next week.
It's all right. There's a million of them.
I know.
And it's not going anywhere.
All right. So,
but just finish them before the movie comes out.
Yes.
Both these on Netflix. They're both eight episodes. Three Body Problem, okay? This is the sci-fi one. You probably won't like it.
And when you know your planet is doomed, what is the solution?
Yeah.
Find a new home.
Correct. The moment we received the invitation to your world, we knew our destination.
Yeah, sci-fi.
Wake up, Jody, wake up.
Sci-fi.
Yeah, it's kind of like sci-fi. It's really deep, a thinking thing. Aliens, time travel.
Oh, right up your alley.
But here's the thing, though. It's created by the two guys that did Game of Thrones, D.B. Weiss and Benioff or whatever his name is.
Yeah, David Benioff.
Yeah.
They're the ones that don't read complex books, right?
Yeah, and from what I've read, it's $20 million an episode to make this
thing.
No dragons.
They did read some very complex books.
That's what I was joking about.
Oh.
Those are some of the most detailed, confusing books to read if you don't watch the show.
It's based on a Chinese trilogy, and this was the first book.
Okay.
Still hasn't been renewed for season two, but everybody thinks it has to be because there was a big cliffhanger at the end. The other one, this one you really don't have to think about, is called The General.
Allow me to introduce myself. I used to be in business with your father. I have certain interests I need to discuss with you.
People either survive in the jungle or exist in the zoo.
That's Gus Fring right there.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And this is like a guy who inherits his the family estate.
Yes.
A lord. He's a duke. And there's something going on underneath Now, if you watch the movie The Gentlemen, which is a Guy Ritchie movie, and Guy Ritchie created this series, mm-hmm. it's kind of a spinoff on the movie, but none of the characters are the same. It's like a whole different story,
okay.
same kind of thing. But if you watch The Gentlemen movie and you're a Guy Ritchie kind of person, which I am,
this is for you.
Then you'll like
you'll
it.
Love this one. It moves fast.
Have you already finished it?
Yeah.
So you finished two shows.
Yeah.
That's
great.
No. That's good. It means you really like them.
Yeah.
8 episodes each.
My choice, I'd go with The Gentlemen if you want one that's really entertaining and easy to watch.
Okay.
Thank you, Sam.
Coming up, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
Nothing like a good buddy cop drama, right? And sometimes those are the best series. Well, the first movie was in 1995, Bad Boys, and Bad Boys 4, the trailer starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, dropped this week.
Come on, Mike, slow down.
We are late.
My stomach, Mike. I need a ginger ale.
Get a ginger ale and nothing else.
Lots and lots of action, lots of buddying up. I remember the first movie and I watched it in 95.
Is it funny?
Yes, it was funny. It was very 95. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's what's so crazy about it. It's like all these years, this franchise still stands up.
That's awesome.
Even with the, I guess, what would you say, public persona problems that Will Smith has had.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Bad Boys 4 in theaters in June. It's going to be one of those big summer movies.
Yeah.
So look for it. Speaking of Will Smith, the whole situation with the Oscar slap, they're saying it's the reason that Will and Jada are closing their charitable foundation. Mm. They've had to shut it down this week. They just can't get funding. They can't get back off the ground. It was doing stuff, and they've got a bank overdraft fees, and they owe a lot. And so they can't take – they don't have the money to give out to the charitable places where they used to do it. So that has shut down. That's some sad news for them this week.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Money's coming this weekend, and we've got a very cool and different idea for your Easter basket.
Easy Easter recipes are online at murphysamandjody.com. And if you don't feel like making homemade peanut butter eggs, you don't have to. You can do peanut butter pie. That recipe is there, too.
Oh, that's good.
So easy. It's not a baked thing, okay? You whip it up, you stick it in the fridge, voila.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Go get that one at murphysamandjody.com.
Social media connect.
We have an email. We're going to get to the really good basket ideas, what the bunny has brought you, what the bunny brings your family. Joy's got a really cool one. But first, this is an email that came from Rachel. We've been talking about pet names all week.
Yeah.
And how you come up with those. She says, my pet's names are always themed. My last theme was bugs. So I had Cricket, I had Ladybug, I had Roly Poly.
That's cute.
Yeah, I had cats named Grasshopper, Jitterbug, Beetlebug. Okay. I'm now on a cookie theme. I was gifted an Oreo, and now my latest dog, her name is Shortbread. Isn't that cute?
I love that.
Rachel, I do like that.
Come here, Lorna Doone.
Oh, but you just have like themes.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Okay. From our Instagram and Facebook pages, Easter baskets, what kind of stuff, what kind of loot comes to your family, in your family from the Easter Bunny? Donna said, you got to try the Dr. Pepper flavored Peeps.
Oh,
they're
really
good. They're new and they hopefully will show up this weekend. Have you seen them?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah.
I've seen all kinds of Peeps. Peeps are everywhere.
It's taking
this year.
Over.
There's a
right.
million flavors.
There are baskets. There are stuffed Peeps. They're so cute. I've always loved the way they look.
And don't forget Peeps S'mores.
You can make Peeps S'mores. Mm-hmm. Carrie said Reese's Eggs, of course, every year. Oreo Cakesters. And now that our kids are older, gift cards for gas, Chick-fil-A, and Amazon often shows up.
Taco Bell, too.
And then Joyce says this and sent us a picture of a huge basket. There's a pool basket at their house that gets filled up with books and toys and household items and money and all kinds of little things, little candies and treats. And it's one huge basket, and everybody gets to partake.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's cool. And that's easy for the Easter Bunny. He just dumps the bucket and runs, right? Or hops.
Thank you for that, Joy. Keep it coming anytime.
Coming up next,
Jody has three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, TikTok is under investigation again, this time not by Congress, but by the Federal Trade Commission. They've been looking into the company's data and security practices, basically whether, you know, groups in China have access to U.S. user data. But don't worry, you're going to still get to watch, you know, Cats and Cucumbers, Sam, and get
can still get
recipes.
My recipes.
We don't know if it's going to go forward with a lawsuit to the Justice Department or it'll get settled, but we'll know soon.
Yeah.
Number two, Visa and MasterCard have settled with the banks to limit swipe fees. And this is great news, especially for small businesses. This lawsuit has been going on for years, you know, claiming that there's no cap on it and they can continue to add fees. And it just, you know, it hurts small businesses.
They pass it on to us.
They do pass it on. I mean, some places won't even take certain cards because of the fees.
Yeah.
So now they've settled to cap them. And number three, today is Major League Baseball's opening season, opening day.
Yes.
Full slate of 15 games. There are some tweaks to last season's rules. Like the pitching clock is the main one.
Yeah.
To speed it all up, they've reduced it this season. The time between throws goes from 20 seconds to 18 seconds.
Because last year wasn't
on
fast
base.
Enough.
Yeah, they're making
There's also a new rule. You can't put your foot and block the base on a tag.
There's a lot of new rules, so a lot of new explaining to do starting today.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week.
Doing this early this week because we're going to be on vacation tomorrow for Good Friday.
Number five.
The Michael Jackson biopic, Michael, is well underway, and they've announced some casting this week. Lorenz Tate will play Berry Gordy, and Cat Graham will play Diana Ross. Now, Lorenz Tate is interesting, the casting, because he's played in biopics before. In the movie Ray, the Ray Charles biopic, he played Quincy Jones.
He's
no stranger to this sort of role, and it's looking good. Now, Jafar Jackson is set to play Michael. Jafar is, of course, Michael Jackson's nephew, the son of Jermaine. We get that movie in 2025.
Number four.
There is a new show. Remember ER?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, George Clooney was on ER, and so was actor Noah Wiley, where there's a new show based on that sort of thinking with Noah Wiley. He's going to star in it, along with the ER writers, called The Pit. Yes, it's a medical drama. It's the challenges facing healthcare workers in today's America and our healthcare challenges. And it will land, it's called The Pit, on Max.
Number three.
Kevin Costner says he wants to return for the second part of season five, Yellowstone, as like a cameo to say goodbye to John Dutton. You know, for him to be able to do that.
Are they supposed to kill him off?
I don't know that. As if I would know that. However, that might be a problem because filming is set to begin in the next couple of weeks, so all the final season writings all been submitted already.
Yeah.
And the showrunner, the main point, Taylor Sheridan and Kevin Costner have beef.
Yeah, they have not been getting along.
Number two.
This is such a fantastic story. So Millie Bobby Brown, we know, is getting married to Jake Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
And the word is that her co-star from Stranger Things, Matthew Modine, who played Papa on the show, super creepy Papa. They're all friendly. He has a license to perform marriages and weddings. And so she's asked him to perform their wedding.
Hmm.
And he's written vows. And they were like, yeah, I like these. Hmm. He's going to be standing up there.
I wonder if he's wearing a lab coat.
He better not. But then again, how do you not make it a fun, funny situation like that?
Number one.
We learned this week that the Joker sequel, Joker 2, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga, is going to lean heavily towards being a musical, a jukebox musical, which means songs you already know. Think Moulin Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
Songs you already know. They're going to break out into song during the filming. It'll go along with the story, and you're just going to want to sing along.
Yeah.
And they're saying 15 or so reinterpretations of famous songs. That movie will be in theaters, by the way, in October.
Up next,
Sam is the food dude.
Got some new chips, some new drinks for the kids, and even new gravy.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
Got some new Lay's potato chips coming around. Actually, these are old chips that they're reintroducing to us with different names. The old repurposing. It's a new series they have called Lay's Flavor That Hits Home after different parts of the country. So they're bringing back Crispy Taco, but it's going to be West Coast Crispy Taco.
Those are delicious, really? Remember?
I love those.
I think you also liked the BLT one, right, Murphy?
Yes, it did.
It's back for the Northeast. Mm-hmm. I mean, but these will be around the country, but they're labeling it Northeast.
Sure.
And then Fried Pickles and Ranch is labeled as South and Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then they're bringing one back that's nationwide called Kettle Cooked Lime and Cracked Pepper.
I don't remember that
one. A lot of stuff going on
there. That sounds like a conflict.
Yeah.
They need to bring back the Reuben. Didn't they have a Reuben one?
I do believe they did.
But I don't think anybody liked it.
One person did. Yeah.
That's right, Murph.
Mott's, you know, the applesauce people, they are giving us a new hydrating juice beverage. It's got electrolytes in it. So basically, they're gearing it towards kids. Two different flavors, watermelon burst and blastenberry. It's called Mott's Active.
Okay. It's funny, it's not apple flavored, but okay.
No.
Just saying. Association. Uh-huh.
New gravies from Heinz, in addition to just brown. Roasted garlic and rosemary, caramelized onion and thyme, and herbe de Provence.
Oh, nice. Fancy
and
gravy.
Some new sauces, some pesto sauce, some basil pesto sauces from Prego. Actually, a bunch of pesto sauces.
Pesto.
Basil pesto, Parmesan pesto, garlic pesto. It's a lot of pesto.
It's a great flavor.
And
it's natural and fresh.
All those Subway sauces, too, are now in the stores, I hear. So if you're looking for some of those topping sauces, they now have...
The sweet onion?
Yeah, the sweet onion, garlic aioli, Baja Chipotle, and creamy Italian MVP.
Mm. Okay.
And now for the fancy section. Perrier!
Oh, yeah.
They've come out with flavored waters now from Maison Perrier.
Oh, that sounds good now.
Yeah. They got Forever Blackberry, Forever Lime, Forever Strawberry, and I don't know why they're Forever, but also one called Ultimate, which is probably mixed.
So they're all sparkling water still, just flavored.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. I like the blackberry.
And Kraft dropping a new cheese on us called Signature Shreds. This is also fancy. Restaurant quality shredded cheese.
Ooh.
As opposed to the stuff they give the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
As opposed to stuff in grandma's fridge.
It melts better. Cheddar blend, mozzarella blend, and Mexican blend.
Thank you, Food Dude. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
Coming up tomorrow is the day for Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album. 27 songs. 27 tracks set to come out tomorrow. She released like the titles in social media, this little graphic with all these titles on it. And so remember, she said this is not a country album. It's a Beyonce album.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to go down like in history for me for that statement. And the word is, it does seem like there's a cover of Dolly Parton's Jolene on this project because Jolene is written. Like that, you know, it's not an original Jolene.
Dolly even said that she thought that it was going to get covered.
The word is there is also a featured, there's a song featuring Willie Nelson.
I know. I cannot wait to hear that. I cannot wait.
When she was planning this and she calls people, there could be other surprises on this album because if you want somebody and you call and you say, hey, I'm Beyonce and I'm doing this, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So that album and all those tracks, 27 of them, released tomorrow. I've got a new show to tell you about on Food Network, Sam.
Okay.
Next Baking Master Paris. 10 American bakers have access to all these iconic pastry shops, and they head in there, and they try to improve their techniques and all of that. And each week, somebody gets sent home. It debuts on Food Network.
Au revoir.
May 6th.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
A couple good suggestions for you, Jody, for your mom-daughter weekend this weekend.
Yay. Really, really mean it when we say we love having you along. And from our Instagram and Facebook pages, I want to read this to you guys that Rebecca sent. We were talking about, and I don't know how we got here, but when I was a little girl, I thought that dogs were boys and cats were girls, females, when I was little. I don't know where that came from. And then I learned quickly, it's a girl dog. That's possible. Anyway, Rebecca said this, when I was little, I thought I was weird. Now, I know I am, but I thought, that's funny, but I thought little girls were supposed to want cats and boys were supposed to want dogs. Hmm. And I always wanted, I had been more of a dog person than a cat person. Don't get me wrong. I love all animals except spiders. Isn't that funny?
It's cute how, when you're young and you're observing everything, right? So your observations become reality to you.
A child's mind.
Yeah.
It's like I told myself that.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that, Rebecca. So cute.
Hey, Jody, we do have some suggestions for you for your mother-daughter weekend this weekend.
Yes.
I guess mother-daughter's weekend.
Yeah, me and Taylor and Phoebe are going away. We leave leave tomorrow for a couple of nights away.
Candy says, make time for pancakes.
That sounds like a great idea.
I take my daughter out monthly for breakfast treats. We laugh and have fun. It's a memory your daughters will remember for a long time.
Totally. It'll probably have to be pancakes in the middle of the day because they love to sleep late. And you know, that's the one thing that's going to be interesting, Murphy, because I'm up with the sun and I'll be up. I need to bring plenty of stuff to read because I'm going to want to let them sleep in because that's what they love to do.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to be like, come on, let's go.
You got to find the nearby coffee shop, I guess.
Yes.
All right, moving on. Donna says, just enjoy the time. Just go by the moment. No plans. Way more fun.
It's true. We really don't have any plans except, you know, we're staying at a hotel.
Something similar from Rebecca. Stay in the moment. I do more listening than talking when my daughter and I have mother-daughter time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be easy to do because when they descend on me, and I don't mean that in a bad way, it's there's a lot that they have to say and bring.
Mm-hmm. And here's my favorite from Regina. Let them make the decisions where to go. Yeah. My daughter and I are close. We do lots of these kinds of trips. Her decisions will open up new experiences for you or their decisions. Enjoy. Grateful both of my children like to spend time with me.
Yeah. Thank you for those recommendations. Keep it coming anytime.
Coming up next.
Jody has three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, the investigation is well underway now in Baltimore after the bridge collapse. And this investigation is going to go on for at least a year. Four construction workers who were performing overnight maintenance on the bridge are still unaccounted for.
Yeah.
Two of those workers were recovered yesterday, saying they're not going to stop until they figure out everything. And they're studying what happened to the ship in the 5 minutes before impact, where there was a Mayday warning that was issued.
Luckily, they got that out and some folk, you know, traffic was able to be stopped.
Correct. Number two, Easter is this Sunday. If you need to run to the store to get some eggs, know this. A lot of retailers are going, wait, no, we're going to close on Easter Sunday. So closed Aldi, Publix, Costco, HEB, Sam's Club, and many Target stores will be closed.
Hmm.
Home Depot will be open on Easter Sunday in case you want to, I don't know, head out into the yard and do some work or do a project.
Yeah.
And number three, the men's Sweet 16 round starts today in March Madness. All eyes on UConn and Purdue. Those are some predictions anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about North Carolina, a lot of eyes there, Houston. Those are the ones that you're expecting to see in the Final Four.
Yes.
So two games tonight, Clemson taking on Arizona, and then Alabama playing North Carolina.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
The eclipse is coming up. The total
eclipse of my heart.
I was going to say it correctly.
That is so overdone this time. Everybody's doing that. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Every business, everybody.
Pizza Hut's got total eclipse of the hut.
Why not? They absolutely should.
Eclipse of the heart.
So apparently the song is 4 minutes and 30 seconds, one version of it anyway. And then the actual length of the eclipse, minutes and 27 seconds.
Oh, really?
Supposedly.
Is this going to turn into like when, you know, it's Cher when we do the time chains?
Maybe.
Turn back time.
Well, the time change thing happens
total
a lot
eclipse,
more often than eclipse. The other news is about pets and car accidents. They're expecting a lot of people to want to bring their pets to eclipse watching events.
Yeah.
And the word is from experts, don't do it. And I'm thinking, oh, their eyes can get hurt too. And apparently that's not it.
Yeah, I think
sucker.
They know better than to look at the sun.
They're smarter than us.
Fortunately, animals know not to do that. Yeah.
I want to see some cute dogs with eclipse glasses on, though. Mm. But no, the word is because it's just not a good situation for them. You wouldn't bring them to, you know, I don't know, a big festival with 100 other people, and you don't want to lose your dog or cat or whatever. It's about their safety.
That makes sense.
In crowds.
Yeah. You know, if there's a gathering location, but you know, a lot of people will just be at home, so that'll be the safest place for that.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, I remember it's been about 6 or 7 years ago, one of the last total eclipses that we were able to see, and we went and looked at the security cameras at our dogs. Remember that?
Right.
They were at home during the total eclipse because we wanted to see
how they would be affected
by it and how they would react to it. And so you know, the 3 minutes before and the 3 minutes after through the eclipse, we watched it. For the entire stretch of that piece of video,
right.
They were just laying on the ground sleeping. They didn't care.
Lazy.
They all didn't stand up and face the same way.
Did not make a difference. I mean,
you are
nothing.
So right, Murphy. I had forgotten about that. Yeah, right. Slick. The other warning is that they are expecting, just like any other event, like Thanksgiving, travel before Thanksgiving and after, more accidents occur because more people on the road. Well, and you're tired.
There are a lot of people, I guess because it's coinciding in some places with like spring break, that are traveling to where the path is.
I know.
For a little getaway. So, for
a four-minute event.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
There is a Bruce Springsteen biopic in the works.
Yes.
And I guess I probably shouldn't be playing this song because it's actually going to focus on the making of the album Nebraska.
Oh.
His first solo album.
Right.
Back in the day. Okay. And the person that they are getting to play or looking at getting to play Bruce, and they're in talks with this guy, is Jeremy Allen White. And you know him from The Bear.
We're firing 76 beefs, 34 chickens, okay?
The Bear.
12 french fries.
Oh, yeah. You haven't watched The Bear?
I have not.
Yeah. He takes over his family restaurant, and it's they're in the middle of shooting season 3 and 4 right now.
Okay, I have
real popular.
Is it is it considered a biopic if it's only one section of someone's life?
Well, if it's about that...
That's a chapter pick. It's not a bio.
Okay, fine.
There's
a book that came out last year called Deliver Me From Nowhere, The Making of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska.
Yeah.
So it's going to be based on that book. But it is a biopic of that part of his life because somebody's going to be playing Bruce.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're a letdown
No, I just wanted more Bruce.
How about this? Willie Nelson's moving the 4th of July picnic this year.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
It's been in Texas since 2010, but this year they are going to move it to the birthplace of America, Philadelphia.
Nice.
And Bob Dylan is going to join him for this one, too. Because you know they're doing the Outlaw Tour right now.
Yes.
So Bob's on the tour. He says, hey, Bob, you're not doing anything that day. Why don't you just come out? All right.
Going for everybody over 80, right?
Yeah. Allison Krauss and Robert Plant performing.
Oh, nice.
Maren Morris, Mavis Staples. So it should be fun. Tickets are on sale for that one this Friday. And we've got a new documentary coming to Disney Plus. It's about the Beach Boys. I'm looking forward to this
one. Have we ever had a documentary about them or just behind the music?
Probably behind the music.
Yeah, I think there have just been series and things done on it, but nothing that's been an actual
full
movie.
And, of course, this one's going to hit right before Memorial Day, May 24th, directed by Frank Marshall. It's going to interview all the Beach Boy members who are still alive, and then some stuff, vintage stuff from Carl and Dennis Wilson, who passed away.
Okay.
So look for it May 24th on Disney Plus.
Coming up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Optima Tax Relief.
Some major praise for the movie Dune 2.
You've been fighting the Harkonnens for decades.
Look! This one's still doing really well at the box office.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's number one right now. And the director was recently praised by Steven Spielberg. They did a podcast together.
Ooh.
And this is like, he didn't have to get this sort of endorsement, but Spielberg said, look, it's an honor to sit here with you. You've made one of the most brilliant sci-fi films I've ever seen.
Hmm.
He went on to say, there are only a few filmmakers who are builders of worlds. I think you are the newest one in this group.
Hmm.
And he means James Cameron. He means Christopher Nolan.
Himself.
He means Tim Burton, Ridley Scott. I do think he means himself. He didn't say that.
There are directors like me.
But Dune 2 is still playing, by the way, and that is quite a big recommendation.
I've heard it's awesome.
Okay, Emma Stone has a new movie coming soon. It'll be in theaters in June. It's called Kinds of Kindness.
This is it.
The trailer has dropped. It's from the same director from as she worked with in Poor Things, which she just won the Academy Award for. It looks like a crazy wild ride, and I can't tell you what it's about. You have to see the trailer to understand the energy and feel of this film.
Hey, I want to wish a happy birthday before we start to my son, William. Will.
William.
I've never heard
you call
him
William.
Well,
he was born William, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. I only ever said William when he was in trouble.
Oh, cool.
But Will is 30 today, so.
Happy birthday, Will.
Happy birthday. By the way, I sent him some flashlights.
Yeah. Surprise, huh?
Does he like them
from
as
the
much
Sam
as
stash?
You?
Yeah, he does.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Happy birthday, Will. How tall is Will? Because I saw him.
6'4". He and Sammy are 6'4". They argue who's taller. Is now when I reach up to hug. It's weird.
Yeah.
I've never had to reach up to hug.
Because you're a tall guy.
Yeah.
Not as tall, though.
No.
Good to know. Look, we are coming up on a holiday, and that is Easter Sunday. And I wanted to just shout out, there are some stores that will be closed, which my grandmother would have said is how it should have been. Oh, my gosh.
That's why she was a Chick-fil-A fanatic, right?
When Chick-fil-A came along, not only was it the best thing she'd ever eaten, in her opinion, as chicken, but she just loved that they were closed on Sunday. And I remember overhearing a conversation in the family when she wasn't in the room, like, one day they're going to open it on Sunday. You watch, and she's going to disown them. And I'm thinking, she's not even here anymore. She's not even with us anymore. And they still close on Sunday.
They do. Yeah. It makes you wonder if one day it might change. But
kind of hope not now. Yeah.
That's the day that I always remember last minute. I'm like, I'm in the mood for nuggets. Oh, okay.
Hey, here's a story for you. Last year when I went to those concerts at Red Rocks, one of them was on a Saturday night. And when you leave Red Rocks, Chick-fil-A is set up with a tent and they're selling the sandwiches.
Right.
And it was like 10 minutes to midnight.
Oh,
and they're like, hurry up, folks. Hurry, hurry, hurry. We got to get this done. It's like they were shutting it down at midnight. It's
Sunday. Good for them. It's a day to rest.
Yeah.
So here are the stores that will be closed on Easter this year. National big stores that you might have thought you could run and get some eggs or whatever. Literally eggs. Aldi will be closed. Publix, Costco, HEB, Sam's Club, and Target. They will be closed this year. Hmm. Well, some of them with special hours, like CVS, Walmart, even Trader Joe's doing special hours.
Yeah.
But just know, it's
check before you go.
We're used to everything being open. Yeah. We are in an open society, but throwback to when my grandmother, like, you couldn't get anything on Sunday.
Yeah.
Bless her.
So if you're making deviled eggs, get them on Saturday.
Correct.